This week's awesome tech stories from around the web through August 29. Every week, we scour the web for important, insightful, and fascinating stories in science and technology. Share. Artificial intelligence. OpenAI is developing a persistent AI agent, Maxwell Zeph Wired. In recently aired podcasts, interviews, and private investor meetings, OpenAI CEO Sam Altman has described his desire to turn ChatGPT into a proactive, always-on AI agent. "There's like a single product which is, I need to ask the AI something," Altman said on a recent episode of David Senra's podcast. "Eventually, maybe the AI should proactively offer me things." Robotics. I saw the future of AI in a robot that can learn on the spot. Will Knight Wired. I visited the Cambridge, Massachusetts, offices of a startup called Generalist AI, where I watched robot arms perform simple chores like stacking cups, putting blocks into bowls, and the like. I was astonished by how quickly they figured things out. It was reminiscent of a flesh and blood person. The arms mastered a range of tasks after ingesting a short, instructional video, and most impressively, no specific training for a given task. Future. Fully autonomous Russian drone kills 3 Ukrainians. Brendan Ruberry, Semaphore. Though AI has often been used in the final stages of human-planned strikes, the reported incident crosses a dangerous threshold, analysts said, leaving machines to interpret the laws of war and to determine what constitutes a legitimate target. "This is a risk for the whole world," a Ukrainian commander said. "In a few years, we will be living in a Terminator movie." Biotechnology. Researchers get 2 genetic codes to work at the same time. John Timmer, Ars Technica. Now, researchers have found a way to operate 2 separate genetic codes simultaneously, avoiding the need to do any work to compensate for altering the code that every protein in a cell relies on. They didn't test it in an actual cell, and it might cause some problems there. But it's a creative solution that should accelerate some synthetic biology work. Biotechnology. An experimental single-time treatment slashed cholesterol for a year. Carolyn Y. Johnson, The New York Times. The results highlight the potential to treat even common diseases by altering people's genes. In the small study, which followed only 15 patients, participants who got the highest dose saw their cholesterol levels plunge by half and stay that way for a year. Space. The floodgates are open after another Chinese company lands a reusable rocket. Stephen Clark, Ars Technica. It has been a little more than a month since China recovered an orbital-class rocket booster for the first time. A second launch operator accomplished a similar feat Tuesday in another sign of China's growing launch capability. It took 10 years for a second U.S. launch company, Blue Origin, to propulsively land an orbital-class booster after SpaceX did it with the Falcon 9 rocket in 2015. Biotechnology. A startup claims it's found a drug to make your blood young. Antonio Regalado, MIT Technology Review. The quest has been to find practical ways to mimic the benefits of replacing old blood with young blood observed in lab mice. And that is something Irina Conboy says she's now achieved by hitting on a combination of 2 existing drugs that produce youthful effects, but without the need for any bodily fluid exchange. Computing. What we still don't know about OpenAI's Hugging Face hack. Maxwell Zeph Wired. The public postmortem leaves some basic details unresolved, which makes it harder to know how much of what happened reflects the growing capabilities of AI agents and how much was specific to the way OpenAI designed and monitored its own systems. Be part of the future. Sign up to receive top stories about groundbreaking technologies and visionary thinkers from Singularity Hub. Space. SpaceX plans to build the world's biggest spaceport. Editorial staff, The Economist. Mr. Musk's ambition is for the site to host more than 30 rocket launches a day to support both Starlink, the firm's existing broadband from space service, and its plans to fly data centers into orbit, where they would benefit from both free solar power and an absence of NIMBYs. If Mr. Musk hits his 30 launches a day target, His Louisiana purchase would allow SpaceX to fly about 2 metric tons of payload into orbit every year, up from about 3,800 tons in 2025. Tech. Walmart is 3D printing the future of big box stores, Patrick Sisson, Fast Company. For the last 2 years, contractors working for Walmart have used 3D printed construction at a handful of sites across the U.S. It's the country's largest deployment of 3D printed architecture in the commercial sector. The retailer's scale is catalyzing the growth and adoption of the technology, which promises to construct buildings faster and more affordably. Robotics. Robotaxis are real now, so is the pushback Rani Mala, The Verge. The consequences could look very different as autonomous fleets grow from thousands of vehicles to hundreds of thousands. That's why the battles taking shape across the country are increasingly about the terms of expansion. What companies have to prove before they grow, what they owe cities and workers, and how much control cities and states should have over their operations. Artificial intelligence. Kids outlearn AI, and we still don't know why Elise Cutts, MIT Technology Review. The progress recently has been amazing, Michael C. Frank, a cognitive scientist at Stanford University, says of LLMs. But we still have to burn down a forest and scrape the entire sum of all human knowledge to recreate this milestone that happens in our living rooms over the course of a year. This yawning divide raises a tantalizing question for cognitive scientists and a challenge for the architects of AI models. How is it that kids can still outperform the most linguistically sophisticated machines ever built? Related articles. Are we on the verge of an intelligence explosion? Maybe not. An AI legal team has won its first case. It's a rare victory for access to justice. Mini brains grown for 5 years matured like human brains. What we're reading.